愿大家平安。
Peace be unto everyone.
我们来看以弗所书的第四章。
Let's turn now to Ephesians chapter 4.
以弗所书的第四章。
Ephesians chapter 4.
第四章的第四节到第六节。
Chapter 4 verses 4 to 6.
请读。请读。
Ephesians chapter 4 verse 4 to 6.There is one body and one spirit, just as you were called on one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all.
这个第四节到第六节一共有七个一。
There are seven ones mentioned in these three verses.
一不是二。
It's one, not two.
二就是表示我们有可以选择。
If there's two, then it implies that there's a choice for us.
如果身体有两个，圣灵有两个，我们就可以选择我要第一个或第二个。
There are two or more bodies or spirits, then we can choose which one we see fit for us.
如果信仰有两种，洗礼有两种，我们就可以选择。
There are two faiths, two baptisms, we can choose between them.
但是从第四节开始到第六节有七个一。
But in these three verses, there are seven ones mentioned.
神只有一个。
It's only one God.
独一的真神。
The one true God.
我们只有一种信仰。
We only have one faith.
就是回到圣经，以圣经为主的信仰。
The faith that has a biblical basis.
我们只有一种圣灵。
We only have one Holy Spirit.
就是真理的圣灵。
Which is the Spirit of truth.
我们只有一种洗礼。
We have one baptism.
就是由主耶稣宝血同在洗掉我们的罪，那个洗礼。
The baptism and the blood of Jesus Christ that can wash away our sins.
我们同有一个指望。
We have one hope.
这个不是社会福音，要让我们在地面上追求 prosperity 成功的一种福音。
This is not a gospel for our present life and to guarantee social standings or prosperity.
我们的指望就是。天上活泼的盼望。
Rather, our hope is hope in the heavenly kingdom.
那这一些一对我们来讲都是很清楚的。
And these are all very clear to us.
那第四节的第一个一身体只有一个。
The first one in verse 4, it's just one body.
那如果我们去过其他的教会每个教会对这一节解释都不太一样。
We have attended services at other churches. We'll find that there are different interpretations on what this one means.
大部分的解释就是每个教会就是身体的一部分。
Many people explain that each church is a portion of this one greater body.
只是它的功用角色不太一样。
It's just that each church has a different function within that body.
但是对我们来讲我们不是这样解释的。
But we do not consider it thus.
这个身体就是教会。
This body is the church.
教会是什么？
What is the church?
就是主耶稣用他的宝血洁净的一群人。
A group of people whose sins were cleansed by the blood of Jesus Christ.
那主耶稣的宝血洁净是在什么时候？
When did the blood of Jesus Christ cleanse us from our sins?
是在洗礼。
During baptism.
那为什么洗礼由主耶稣的宝血洁净我们？
Why is there the blood of Jesus Christ to cleanse us during baptism?
因为我们洗礼根据圣经。
Because we held these baptisms in accordance to biblical instruction.
因为我们洗礼有圣灵的见证。
And it's testified to by the Holy Spirit.
奉主耶稣的圣灵。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以这样的洗礼只有一种。
So it's only one type of baptism.
那接受这样的洗礼最得赦免。这个才是主耶稣的身体。
And only when we're baptized and our sins are washed away are we part of this body of Christ.
所以在人看起来教会很多。
So in the eyes of man, there are many churches.
在神看起来教会只有一个。
But in the eyes of God, there's only one church.
那这个身体必须有神的灵。
This body must possess the spirit of God.
因为身体没有灵魂就是死的。
Without a spirit, the body is dead.
所以教会要有圣灵的降临，有圣灵的充满。
So the church must have the fullness of the Holy Spirit.
但是我们感谢神，我们从圣经的标准， 我们已经知道我们在这个一个身体真教会里面。
We thank God that per the requirements of the Bible, we are within this one church.
所以我们就不需要再去找有没有另外一个教会，它是真的。
So we do not need to search for a true church elsewhere.
因为圣经讲身体只有一个，只有一个，那我现在已经在这个里面，那就不需要找了，因为只有一个。
Because the Bible said there's one body, and we are part of that one body.
这是我们对神的话很单纯的信心。
This is our simple faith in the Word of God.
那当我们再深入的想，身体只有一个，但是身体里面有很多的肢体。
We can look in the body, even though there's one body, and set within it there are many members.
那肢体是什么？
What are these members of the body?
肢体就是每个信徒。
These members are the individual believers.
所以教会这个一个身体是由很多的信徒组成的。
So this great body of Christ is composed of many members.
比方说，我们 Pacifica 教会，你如果去算哈，我们这个教会受洗过的人数大概100出头个。
If we look at the member registry for Pacifica Church, the numbers are around 100.
这个一百多个人是一个身体。
These over 100 members is composed of one body.
但是不比较困难的是，这一百多个人每个人都不同要怎么成为一个身体
？But each person within this body is unique. How do we function as one body?
我们现在回来看以弗所书第四章。
Let's go back to Ephesians chapter 4.
第四章的16节。
Verse
16. 16节全身都靠他联络的合适百节各按各职照体个体的功用彼此相助便叫身体渐渐增长。这个地方讲身体会增长。
Verse 16 reads that there is a growth of the body.
所以教会会成长。
Likewise, the church will grow.
因为教会有生命。
Because the church is a living being.
所以如果教会里面生命力很强，这个教会会一直在成长。
If a church has strong vitality, it will continue to grow.
那这个就是我们努力的目标。
And this is the goal of our pursuit.
倒过来讲如果这个教会的生命力不强，这个教会就没有办法长大。
But if the church has low vitality, it will struggle to grow.
那我们讲的生命是什么？
What is this vitality that I was speaking of?
不是肉体的生命。
It's not a physical life.
是属灵的生命。
It is spiritual life.
也就是主耶稣的生命。
The life of the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以如果每一个人他属灵的生命都在成长。
So if everyone within the body is growing.
那这个教会就在成长。
Then the church is growing on a spiritual basis.
但是有时候我们一直在注意别人。
But oftentimes we eyes are fixated on others.
我们把教会没有成长都归于谁谁谁。
And when the church is not growing, we pin the blame on others.
有时候大概是从教会的执事会开始。
We may blame the church council members.
但是其实如果每一个人都在追求进步，教会就进步了。
But if all of us are striving in search of perfection, then the church overall will become more perfect.
如果我们忘记了我本身要进步，我只是看别人有没有进步，我们没有在进步，每一个没有在进步，教会就没有成长。
But if we only focus on judging what other people have improved and do not work on ourselves, then the church will never grow.
所以教会要怎么成长？
So how should a church grow?
第一个就是透过我们的侍奉。帮助别人成长。
First is through our own servitude.
第二个就是我们本身追求成长。
Second is that we ourselves need to pursue growth.
大家的成长合起来就是教会的成长。
We put everyone's growth together that comprises the growth of the church.
所以教会有美好的硬体，这是好的，感谢神。
So if the church has the physical hardware, then that's good.
但是教会不是会堂。
But the physical hardware, the chapel, is not what the church is comprised of.
会堂不是教会。
The chapel is not the church.
教会是人，会堂是建筑物。
The chapel is a building, the church is of its members.
所以 我们在很好的会堂里面要注重的是教会要成长。
So we need to focus on growth in the church.
好，那我们每一个人怎么能够帮助教会成长？
How can we individually help the church to grow?
就是我们每个人要成长。
We individually need to grow.
好，我们现在看十三节。
Let's look at verse 13.
十三节哈，只等了我们众人在真道上同归于一，认识神的儿子，则已长大成人，满有基督成长的身量。14节
14.
使我们不再做小孩子，中了人的诡计和欺骗的法术，被一切异教之风摇动，飘来飘去，就随从各样的异端。在13节跟14节里面呢，我们可以看到两句话。
The two statements here in verses 13 and 14.
14节讲不再做小孩子。
Verse 14 tells us that we should no longer be children.
那13节要长大成人。
And verse 13, we need to become a perfect man.
所以可见我们的信仰是从小孩子一直追求成长到变成大人。
So all of us need to mature from spiritual childhood into adulthood.
那什么时候是小孩子？
When are we spiritually children?
就是我们慕道受洗的时候。
When we're still seeking the truth and when we have just gotten baptized.
不管我们年纪多大。
Does not matter how old we are physically.
我们受洗都是出生的婴孩。
We all start off as spiritual infants upon baptism.
所以有时候我们常常会感觉到我们自己或者说我们看教会，好像信主是到一个阶段了，没事情做。
We can find that as we mature and grow up in the faith, we'll come upon a time when we find ourselves with nothing to do or improve.
身体很平安。
We feel at peace physically.
事业很顺利。
We have a good career going.
家庭很圆满。
We have a well-established family.
所以我们感觉到信耶稣好像就是礼拜六来教会坐坐奉献十一捐就完了。
Then our faith seems to only comprise of going to the church on Saturday and contributing tithe.
其实如果我们再深入去查考。
But if we do a deeper pursuit into this.
我们的信仰就是要脱离小孩子的阶段，进到长大成人的阶段。
We see that our faith needs to grow up from a stage of childhood into adulthood.
那这个两个阶段到底实际上差在哪里？
What is the difference between these two stages?
好，我们现在看哥林多前书。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians.
哥林多前书十三章
，Chapter 13。
哥林多前书十三章的十一节
，Verse 11。
请读。
First Corinthians chapter 13, verse 11. When I was a child, I spoke as a child, I understood as a child, I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things.
这个十一节讲我做小孩子的时候，话语像孩子，心思意念像孩子。既然成的人，就把孩子的事丢弃了。
So here, adulthood is about putting away childish things.
这句话有双关的意思。
The two layers of meaning here.
你看那个小孩子小孩子就是讲小孩子的话。
Children have their own speak.
所以有时候教会派我去上那个初级班的课，我真的不晓得怎么讲，因为我没有办法讲小孩子的话。
So if a church assigned me to teach an RE class, I would not know how to speak at a level.
这个讲小孩子的话是一种恩赐。
It's a gift to be able to speak at a child's level.
但是有时候我们看小孩子很小，五六岁他就可以讲像大人的话。
But a child, even at age 5 to 6, can already know how to do adult speak.
为什么？因为他的父母都跟他讲大人话。
Because they can emulate what the type of language and tone that their parents use.
所以五六岁他就可以讲我长大要做什么，我人生什么理想，因为他常常听父母在讲。
So even when a 5 or 6 year old, like always, he talk about what they want to be when they grow up and what kind of things they want to pursue.
啊，大部分的小孩子都在讲玩具啦，哪一个 game 啦，要去哪里玩啦，去哪里有 have fun。
Most children may be content with talking about toys and games and fun activities.
哦，啊，是因为这是小孩子嘛。
It's because that's what a kid is obsessed with.
啊，那有时候我们在想哦，哦，我们在想事情，跟我们在讲话，跟慕道朋友在想事情，跟慕道朋友在讲话有什么不同？
If we consider the way we think and speak, how it differs with that of a truth-seeking person.
哦，这个一定有不同啊。
There must be some difference.
为什么？
What is that?
因为慕道才是出生啊，如果他受洗，他才出生的婴孩。
Because when a person is just baptized, they're just young infants.
哦，那我们受洗二三十年呢，也会长大。
Well, we have been baptized for 20, 30 years. Have we grown up?
所以我们的想法不一样，我们的讲话也不一样。
The way we think, the way we speak ought to be different.
所以如果我们想哦，慕道朋友讲的跟我们想的都一样，可能我们的灵性还需要再追求进步。
We find that the way we think and speak is still about the same as that of a truth seeker, then maybe we need to, there's room for us to grow.
我们看很多的慕道朋友，他们在拜偶像的环境长大。
When you look at truth seeking friends who have an idol worshiping background,
拜偶像最重要两个原因。
The two reasons why people pursue idol worship.
第一个发财。
First is to gain wealth.
第二个保平安。
Second is to gain physical security.
哦，这个为什么说要拜偶像？
This is the reason why people pursue idol worship.
那我们现在找到独一的真神。
Well, now that we have found this one true God.
我们在布道会也讲很多神的恩典。
And we also heard messages of God's grace during His evangelical services.
现在一般布道会不从罪入门啊，罪没有人要听啊。
We don't talk about sin to start our evangelical service because people don't want to be rebuked.
从神的恩典开始讲。
Rather, we start with the grace of God.
那神的恩典大部分都是讲肉体今生。
And we focus on blessings of the present life.
那神是父亲呢？神当然是爱我们。
God is our Father. Of course, He loves us.
所以我们听到这个道理，我要找到真神，神又给我恩典，那我一定会信啊。
Somebody who comes to know this God as their father and experiences blessings will want to believe in him.
但是如果我们信主几十年，我头脑的观念，信耶稣就是发财保平安，那跟我慕道的时候不是一样吗？
But if we still believe in the Jesus for the sole purposes of wealth and physical security, then it's our mindset all that different from our truth seekers.
所以这个观念会进步的。
Our perspectives and beliefs have evolved.
因此，如果我们觉得我今年跟去年不一样，感谢主，我们在成长。
If you feel like we're different this year from the year before, then thank God we are maturing.
我希望明年跟今年不一样。
And I hope that for myself that I will be different in a year.
因为我一直在成长。
Because I'm still continuing to grow.
那到底成长的目标是什么？
So what's the purpose of this growth?
好，我们现在回来看以弗所书。
Let's go back to Ephesians.
以弗所书的第四章。
Ephesians chapter 4.
第四章我们刚刚读的13节。
We had just read verse 13.
长大成人，满有基督的身量。
A perfect man to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ.
所以一个人信仰成长，就是有基督的身量。
A person spiritually matures when they are able to measure up to the stature and fullness of Christ.
所以基督的身量，就是别人在他身上能看到主耶稣的样式。
The stature and fullness of Christ is demonstrated when somebody can see the Lord Jesus in a person.
因此，如果我们把信仰的目标抓住，我们就发现这个是一生努力的功课。
If we lay hold of this goal, we'll find that it is a lifelong process.
我要把主耶稣的样式彰显在我的生活里面。
We need to display the likeness of Jesus in our daily lives.
那这样的生活在神看起来叫做有分量。
And then this type of life is of value and worth in God's eyes.
我们看第四章的第一节。
Let's look at chapter 4, verse 1.
请读。
Ephesians chapter 4, verse 1. I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you to walk worthy of the calling which you were called.
这个地方讲啊，你们蒙召行事为人，要与蒙召的恩相称。这个英文叫 worthy 啊，蒙召的恩相称。相称是什么？在天平上里面称。
Here it tells us that we need to be worthy of the calling that in which we're called, which means we need to be able to measure up to it on the scale.
一边就是神给我们的恩典。
On one side, holds the blessings that God gave us.
神的恩典重量有多重？
How much blessings have we received from God?
主耶稣用他的宝血洁净我们的罪。
The Lord Jesus Christ's blood has washed away our sins.
这个爱有多大？
How great is this love?
所以这个重量非常重啊。
So this alone is already quite heavy.
那天平的另外一边放什么？
What's on the other side of the scale?
放我们的生活。
Life.
我们的生活放在这个天平里面，一边是神的给我们的恩典，一边是我们的生活，这个会平衡吗？
So if we weigh the blessings that God given us and the life that we have lived out in response, can the latter measure up to the former?
如果会平衡。
If it does,
这个第四节叫做对得起神，
then,
蒙恩相称，或者对得起神。
And then that means for the verse we just read that we are walking worthy of God's calling.
好，那要怎么让我们的生活能够跟我蒙的恩相称？
How can we live a life worthy of God's calling?
就是我们要成长。
We need to mature and grow.
在生活中把主耶稣的样式表现出来。
Live out the likeness of Christ in our lives.
那这样，我们的生活在主耶稣看起来就是有分量、有重量。
Then our life will be of worth in God's eyes.
因此这个就是我们人生努力的目标。
This is the goal of our lifelong pursuit.
看起来每一天的生活都一样。
Every day in our life look indistinguishable from another.
但是我们生活的目标不一样。
But our goal is different.
我要把主耶稣在我的生活中把它活出来。
We need to live out the likeness of Jesus in our lives.
那这样叫做长大成人，有主耶稣的身量。
This is mean what it means to mature and grow up to the measure of Jesus Christ.
所以有一首赞美诗说，让别人在你身上看到主耶稣。
This is a hymn of Hamburg's saints that others see Jesus in you.
这是一个非常有意义的一首诗啊。
This is a very meaningful phrase.
不只是我们传扬主耶稣。
We not only proclaim the name of Jesus.
我们的生活好像是一本书，别人读来读去，这个生活到底有没有把主耶稣显现出来
？Our whole life is like a book that other people can read, can then see Jesus in its contents.
因此我们的生活要追求成长，有耶稣的身量。
So we need to pursue this growth and have the and be measurable to the Lord Jesus.
那我们现在回来看以弗所书第四章。
Let's continue looking at Ephesians chapter 4.
以弗所书第四章的23节。
Ephesians chapter 4 verse 23.
请读。
Verse 23, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. 24, and that you put on a new man which was created according to God in true righteousness and holiness.
这里讲我们要脱掉旧人。
It tells us that we need to cast aside our old man.
这个旧人就是还没有信耶稣以前那个我。
The old man is who we were before we believe in Jesus.
那要穿上新人。
We need to put on the new man.
那新人是什么？
What is this new man?
新人就是能够彰显神的形象。
This new man is it's the display of God's likeness in us.
那什么是神的形象？
What is God's likeness?
有真理的仁义跟圣洁。
Which is truth and holiness and purity.
所以 我们的信仰哈，就是要在认识主耶稣的知识上一直在更新我们自己。
So we have to continue to renew ourselves as we gain more knowledge of Jesus Christ.
我们现在看哥罗西书。
Let's turn that to Colossians.
哥罗西书的第三章。
Colossians chapter 3.
第三章。
Colossians chapter 3.
第九节跟第十节。
Verses 9 and 10.
请读。
Colossians chapter 3, verse 9 to 10, do not lie to one another, since you have put off the old man with his deeds, 10, and put on a new man, who is renewed in knowledge according to the image of him who created him.
这个地方讲穿上新人。
It tells us that we are to put on a new man.
如果看英文更清楚，这个新人是在认识创造他的主这个知识上渐渐更新。
This new man is renewed by the knowledge of the Lord.
所以我们对主耶稣每一天有新的认识，那用这个知识一直在调整我们自己。
So we have a new knowledge of God, and we can use it to adjust ourselves.
那这样我们就一直在更新。
And by this measure, we are constantly renewing ourselves.
那如果我们回到在加拉太书的以弗所书的第四章
，Let's look back at Ephesians chapter 4.
第四章十六节说，全身靠他联络的合适。
In verse 16, it reads,
十六章。
From whom the whole body joined together, knit together.
所以我们今天每个人都不一样，那怎么能够连成一个身体呢？
How are we able to be knit together even though we're different body parts?
就是因为主耶稣。
It's because the Lord Jesus.
如果把主耶稣拿掉，这个身体就散掉了。
We take away the Lord Jesus, then the body crumbles.
那如果把主耶稣的样式、主耶稣的心放在我们每一个人里面，这个身体就联合在一起了。
But we have the heart and likeness of the Lord Jesus Christ, then the whole body will naturally join together.
那我们再进一步，那什么叫做主耶稣把我们连在一起
？What's it mean for us to be Join and knit together by the Lord.
第一个就是主耶稣的爱。
First is through the love of Jesus Christ.
我们来看加拉太书。
Let's turn now to Galatians.
加拉太书的第三章。
Galatians chapter 3.
加拉太书第三章。
Galatians chapter 3.
27节
Verse 27 and 28. For as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ, there's neither Jew nor Greek, there's neither slave nor free, there's neither male nor female, for you're all one in Christ Jesus.
28节都读了。这个28节讲不分犹太人、希腊人、自主为奴，在基督耶稣都成了一。
Doesn't matter what ethnicity, gender, or status, we are all one in Christ Jesus.
这个第二十八节在讲什么
？What's it telling us?
接纳。
We ought to be accepting one another.
不管我们是谁，主耶稣的爱都接纳我们。
Doesn't matter who we are, the love of Christ has received us all.
所以不分犹太人在旧约是神的选民；不分希腊人，在旧约是外邦人。主耶稣都接纳他们。
So there's no difference between God's children and Gentiles. The Lord Jesus accepted them all.
然后不分自主为奴的。
There's no differentiation between slave nor free.
这个也可以讲社会的阶级。
Could talk about social status.
或者性别。
Or classes.
那主耶稣的爱接纳我们，那我们这样才能够成为一个身体。
And because of that, the Lord Jesus Christ has accepted us, and we can thus become one body together.
所以教会不是社团。
So we are not a social organization.
我们来教会不是社交。
We're not here to socialize.
社交是以人为中心。
Socialization and networking is human focused.
所以人在参与社交通常都要包装自己，被人看成有价值，被人尊重，被人接受。
So, when we socialize or network, we need to put on an improved version of ourselves to market to others around us.
如果教会讲究是社交，不是团契，教会会分门别类。
If a church is just a social networking place, then we will naturally be divided into various classes and groups.
有时候这个大的教会哦，你看里面有小的群体。
We look in larger churches, we may find smaller subsets of groups of people.
你打不进去的。
You're not able to break into another group that you're different from.
因为这小的群体有的是以职业为主。
Because you see people group together by their jobs.
有的是以嗜好为主。
Or by their hobbies.
有的是以他的原生地为主。
Or by the location of their birth.
有的是以他的教育为主。
Or by their level of education.
这个都有条件的。
These are all criteria.
你没有达到那个条件，你打不进去。
If you don't meet these criteria, you cannot admit yourself.
但是教会不是这样的。
But church is not functioning like that.
教会是一个身体。
The church is one body.
我们被主的爱充满，我们就会去接纳主耶稣所爱的人。
If we are filled with the love of God, then we will use the same love to accept others.
所以为什么这么多不同的人，他可以成为一个身体？因为主的爱接纳我们。
So many different types of people can become one body because the love of Christ has accepted them all.
那这个爱是没有条件的。
And this love is without preconditions.
因为主耶稣接纳我们没有条件。
Because the Lord Jesus Christ did not impose any preconditions.
所以这个叫做团契。
This is what it means to have a fellowship.
以主耶稣为中心。
To be centered in Christ.
以神的爱彼此互相接纳。
To accept each other according to the love of God.
甚至在哥林多前书里面哦，讲这个身体啊，没有体面，要给他加倍的体面。
And so, as described in First Corinthians, this is a visual that's meant to describe something that is otherwise intangible.
你看，我们在这个社会上哦，锦上添花，常常都是看到了。
Because when we advance in society, our progress can be seen by others.
但是雪中送炭很少看到。
But we cannot see people who do good deeds in secret.
但是我们看圣经里面讲福音要传给贫穷的人。
We can see that as described in the Bible, the gospel shall be preached to those who are poor.
这个贫穷特别是指着心灵贫穷。
In particular, those who are poor and hard of spirit.
但是神的爱要加倍给他福音。
But the Lord, love of Christ will bring the gospel to them.
所以神的爱把我们联合在一起。
So we're joined and bound together by the love of Christ.
那是我们在爱里面这个关系非常的强。
And so we are held together by a strong bond in this love of Jesus.
爱有多强？
How strong is this love?
爱好像死一样强。
Love is stronger than death.
所以如果我们被神的爱充满，
So we are filled with the love of Christ.
这个信徒之间的关系啊，会非常的强。
And we'll have a strong relationship among members.
所以有时候我们自己也不知道到底我的灵性好不好。
We ourselves may not be able to gauge how good our spirituality is.
到底我跟神的关系好不好。
Whether we have a good relationship with God or not.
其实有一个很好的审查方法，
But there's a good way for us to examine ourselves,
就是我跟教会弟兄姐妹的关系，
which is to see how strong is my relationship with fellow brothers and sisters.
如果我们跟神的关系很好，
If we have a good relationship with God,
我们被神的爱充满，
We're filled with the love of God,
我们跟教会的弟兄姐妹一定关系很好，
We have a good relationship with our fellow brothers and sisters as well.
倒过来，
On the contrary,
如果我们在教会里面到处跟人合不来，
If we find ourselves constantly in conflict with other members.
很可能这是告诉我们，我们跟神的关系里面有一些要进步的。
The warning sign that our relationship with God needs improvement.
你看主耶稣12岁的时候，神跟人喜爱的心都增长。
You see that when Jesus Christ was only at age 12, the Bible describes him as growing in relationship with both God and man.
不只神喜爱他，人也爱他。
Not only did God love him, other people around him loved him too.
所以有没有可能一个人跟神关系很好，大家都合不来？不太可能。
Can there be a person who has a strong relationship with God but cannot get along with anybody else? That's not highly unlikely.
所以要反省我们跟神的关系，就要看我们跟周围的人的关系是怎样。
So we can gauge our relationship with God by looking at how are we doing with people around us.
所以我们再看保罗啊，他说我你们效法我，如我效法基督。
Paul says that be imitators of me as I am an imitator of Christ.
那在帖撒罗尼迦前书，保罗说你们就是我所爱的，我不但愿意把福音给你们，连性命也愿意给你们。
In 1 Thessalonians, Paul said that he loved the members there and willing to give up even his life so that they may gain the gospel.
所以你有没有看过教会的弟兄姐妹为着别人拼命祷告、禁食祷告？有。
So surely we have seen fellow brothers and sisters pray to even fast for other members.
为什么他会这样做？
Why would they do that?
因为他被神的爱充满。
Because they are filled with the love of God.
所以神的爱把我们联合在一起，成为一个身体。
So we're joined together in one body by the love of God.
那第二个我们再回来看以弗所书。
Let's turn back to Ephesians.
以弗所书的第四章。
Ephesians chapter 4.
第四章十三节。
Verse 13.
只等到我们在真道上同归于一。
Chapter 4, verse 13.Until we all come to the unity of the faith.
有一次有一个慕道朋友他到美国很多的教会去访问，后来他告诉我一句话。
There was a true seeker who, after visiting many churches in the U.S., had this to say to me.
他说我觉得非常惊讶，真耶稣教会，我走到哪里讲的道理都一样。
He said, I'm really surprised to see that, in the true Jesus churches in the U.S., What you guys talk about the pulpit on fairly uniform.
这是真的。
That is indeed true.
你到非洲去，你到中国大陆，在美国，我们对基本的教育讲都是一样的。
Our understanding of basic beliefs is the same whether you're here in the U.S. or in Africa or China or elsewhere.
因为这是真理，这是神的话。
Because this is the truth, this is the word of God.
所以我们整个教会这么多人，每个人有不同的想法，那这么不同人怎么把它连在一起？
So with all these people with diverse cultures and beliefs and thoughts, how do you hold them together?
就是我们的观念需要真理化。
Which is that we need to see everything according to the truth.
所以为什么要常常读圣经？
This is why we say we need to read the Bible.
为什么要常常讨论圣经？
And to share and discuss this contents with others.
每一次调整一点，每一次调整一点。
Because every opportunity to do so is an opportunity to make adjustments.
那长期以来，我们就发现我们的圣经，我们的观念越来越符合圣经。
Then we'll find that our beliefs and thoughts are conforming more and more with the Bible.
那大家的观念都跟圣经一样，我们就合一了。
If everybody's thoughts and creed conform to that Bible, then we are functioning as one body.
所以我们是借着主耶稣连在一起，就是借着他的真理连在一起。
So we're linked together as one body through the Lord Jesus Christ.
但是我们发现了，面对挑战。
But we discovered that challenges lay in our path.
有一次我在读一个报纸的新闻。
I was reading an article one day.
美国一个很大的教派会分裂。
That a big denomination in the U.S. is
为什么分裂？
Why did this Christian denomination
对同性恋的看法不一样？
Because they're members with different thoughts on the legality of homosexuality.
有的赞成，有的反对。
The people feel that it's in conformance to Christian beliefs, others say no.
结果因为看法不一样了，那个很大的教会分作两半。
And because of this disagreement, this large denomination became two different groups.
所以我们对整个这个生活道德伦理这个神的话的原则是坚守不定 不变的。
So our view and faith in the word of God should be unchanging.
所以有时候我们听人在讲这个是教会的讲法。
Some people may say, "Oh, this is just the church's opinion."
意思好像说这不是圣经的讲法。
As if this is something that is not biblically based.
其实教会对同性恋的立场是从圣经来的。
But the truth is, the church's view on the legality of homosexuality and doctrine is from the Bible.
从旧约。
From the Old Testament,
一直到保罗写的书信
all the way to Paul's letters,
都是不能够接受同性恋。
It's all said that it's not a biblical thing to do.
同性恋者这个值得同情。
We should have love and mercy and care toward those who are homosexual.
但是同性恋本身是神所憎恶的罪。
But the behavior of homosexuality is against biblical teachings.
这个两个不能够混在一起。
We cannot mix the two together.
因为他有同性恋的倾向，我们要带领他，求神帮助他。
We see people with homosexual tendencies. You have to help them and pray for God's mercy.
但是同性恋是罪，这个不会改变。
But the status of homosexuality as a sin in God's eye is not changing.
那我们能够持守在真理里面，我们教会就能够联合在一起。
And we can pursue our way in the truth, then the truth then will be one body.
所以教会应该没有所谓的保守派、自由派，教会的原则就回到圣经。
So we cannot adhere to any politically liberal conservative ideology. We had to abide by the Bible.
我们回到以弗所书第四章。
Turn to Ephesians chapter 4.
第四章的第三节。
Chapter 4, verse 3.
用和平联络，竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。这个地方讲，圣灵会给我们合而为一的心。
Endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace.
如果神的灵充满你、充满我、充满他。
If the Spirit of God is filled within a person.
那这个圣灵的感动一定会带领我们合一。
Then the moving of the Spirit will guide us to become unified.
所以为什么这么多的人啊，想法不一样、观念不一样、文化不一样，能够合一
？Well, so many people with different thoughts and backgrounds can become one member.
因为主耶稣把我们联合在一起。
We can become one body because we are joined together in Christ.
然后再讲小一点。
Look at a more zoomed in level.
有人用一个三角形来形容婚姻。
Some people use the shape of a triangle to describe marriage.
丈夫跟太太就是两个角。
The husband and wife makes up two legs of this triangle.
神就是上面那一点。
With God being the other one.
婚姻要怎么合一
？How can we become unified in our marriage?
回到圣经，有一个很重要的原则。
We need to return to biblical principles.
如果丈夫跟太太越来跟神越合一
，If a husband and wife are more and more joined together in God，
在神里面他们就是合一的。
Then they are likewise one body in Christ.
所以婚姻其实就是在代表我们的灵性。
So, marriage represents to be a representation of a spirituality.
我们跟神非常的合一，我们的婚姻一定是合一的。
If we are close to God, we're unified with Him, then we'll also be close to one another in marriage.
求神带领。
May the Lord guide us.
唱诗。
Sing a hymn.